News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Sleep deprivation, balancing work, cooking, dinner is all part of the daily lives of many parents, and it can really take a toll. Leading child psychologist Dr. Nava Silton believes taking time away from your children is a necessity in order to recharge and be a better parent. I like this woman already. Okay, Dr. Nava, welcome to the show. How important is it for parents to take a break away from their children?
I think a momcation is highly valuable because it allows mothers to take a step away from their heavy workload at home and often in the workforce if they're working, and to get rejuvenated and refreshed and prepared to be an even more successful mother and employer if they're working. And I also think that it's a real investment in their self-care. It helps with their psychological, physical, and their socio-emotional health. And the return on investment is not only more productivity at work, but with the kids and family as a whole as well.
Why do you put more of an emphasis on a mumcation as opposed to a dadcation?
You know, fathers can really come in all shapes and sizes. There are some fathers who are single fathers. There's some fathers who are, you know, the full-time caretakers, or they're responsible for an equal amount of work as the mothers. And some are more focused in the workspace than at home. But I think depending on which situation they're in, they could probably also have a dadcation as well and benefit tremendously from it as well.
Without sounding like I'm pitching moms against dads here, do you think fathers find it easier to switch off than mothers?
I do think so. I think men tend to be able to compartmentalize a little bit differently than women. And so I think many mothers, even when they're at work or even if they're meeting up for coffee with a friend, I think, you know, their phone is ready at hand just in case they get a call from a nanny or they get a call from school with their kids. I think fathers are often able to shut that off a little bit more than mothers are.
And my late mother used to be horrified at the thought of parents going away on holidays without their children. She thought it was kind of ridiculous. Is our parenting generation all about us? Or do we invest more on a day-to-day basis in parenting and as a result need a break?
I think it's more of a recognition of what we need to do for our own self-care in order to be the best possible parents we can be for our children. I think it's really important for children to understand that they are our primary priorities, but that there are other priorities in life as well, and that, you know, it's important to really have a balance. Where the mother is there for you whenever you need her, but that she also might have work and she also might have other responsibilities or other things she needs to do for herself. And I think that really encourages kids themselves to model that and to understand that life has so many parts to it, and to appreciate and value the time that they do have with their mother and with their family.
Do you need to be careful you don't take too long of a break?
Yeah, you know, I myself, when I speak about momcations, many of my friends laugh at me and ask me when the last momcation was that I took. And I admit that I have yet to officially take one. But if I were to take one, and based on many articles that I've read, ideally, I think people say between about 2 days and a week is a typical time frame for a momcation, because it gives you enough time away to get refreshed and rejuvenated, but it's not too much time away that you feel that, you know, you're not there when you need to be, or when your kids will definitely need you. And I think really, as long as you prepare ahead of time and ensure that their schedules are not too hampered, I think those days, again, are really beneficial for the mother and for the kids. The kids can, again, appreciate and value the mother even more in her absence. And I think the spouse can do the same. And when she comes back, she'll feel refreshed, she'll feel rejuvenated, and I think be even a better mother and a better employee at work.
A lot of moms and dads will be listening to this and they'll be saying, oh, yeah, I agree with her, but I still feel guilty of leaving them behind if I go on a break. What would you say to them?
I do think we often feel a sense of guilt when we have any significant separation from our children. But again, I think our children can really benefit from recognizing that while they're incredibly valuable to us and are our first priority, that our mental and physical health and socio-emotional health is also really important. And by nurturing our own physical, mental, and socio-emotional health, we can be better, more refreshed parents, more cognizant of the needs of our kids, and time away might also give us more reflection opportunities when it comes to parenting, when it comes to ourselves and what makes us the best we can be.
Okay, we will leave it there. Dr. Nava Silton there, leading child psychologist.